na 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 Fancy Nancy, you got it all.
Hey, welcome to What's the Buzz and Why, or New York, however you want to put it. It's all fun. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters, I see you're already in the chat room. I will try to open up a chat, but as we know, it's a game of chance. All right, opening up in a new window. That's the way you do it. If you open it up in a new window, Betty Jo, just in case you want, then you go to launch chat here. And if you want to promote anything, just join the chat room and do that. Oh, it wants me to upgrade my flash player. Not going to do that right now in the middle of my show. Okay, we'll do that towards the end. All right, how are we feeling? Let's have a little goons. Goons, the goons from the BBC.
Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting. In both corners, the goons!
Yes, yes, Master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagoon.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified 11th hammock. I'll say it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan. I'll thump you in a minute. Now step on your foot, boy. At the time!
Caught me flies.
At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something stuck to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you,
sir. Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said...
Report at once to MI5.
The letter was written... The letter was written in a disguised voice. Hurriedly strapping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a chair.
go.
Somebody open a window.
This was the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Gridpipes. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pimples.
Now, Captain Seagull.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Well, I don't know, then. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary, or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's a dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks?
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does this mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ying Tong in Lapo.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
There you go.
Any questions? Yes.
I'm sorry, I have a yes, sir. Yes. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
I have a woman who does for me.
Hello, sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair.
There you go.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
Wait! That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I've got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. Yeah. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called, If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over You.
Hush. Come. Hey! Anything when you can't think of the words? Stand again. Do it again. This is all extra stuff.
Right. I've got it, Seagoon.
See a doctor. Is that right? It's the old ones that are going down tonight.
I see.
Yes, yes. I've got it, Doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, and in that order. Seagull, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you know?
Boy.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good.
Yep.
How's your old dad?
And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
It's not an in joke.
Yes, yes, it's an out joke.
Not going very deep,
yes, yes.
How's your old dad?
My old dad very well, to be sure.
Good, good, good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah, thanks.
He's fine, they're both okay.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
Both our old dads are okay.
Yes.
Good, good.
Brigadier, this man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, it ain't looks to count. It's what you got up here that matters.
What have you got up there?
Nothing. Hey, see, look here. How is your old dad getting on this?
I don't see what my old dad's health has got to do with it.
Well, I'm glad you're here, Mr.
Gentlemen,
arguing.
Next the argument, please. Gentlemen, I've just been on the phonograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
How far is it?
Oh, miles.
Let's go!
Ah! This is the house, and I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
Get a name like that.
Hey, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Krantz.
Oh!
It's me.
You idiot.
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 Mr. Krantz, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key is gone.
Curse, the door's locked.
Yes. Try the window. That's open.
The window's locked as well.
It's open, I
say. It's locked, I tell you. Come out and see for yourself.
All right, sir. Let me try it. Yes, the window is locked. Yes. What a state of affairs. And what with the door and the window.
Look, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo.
That was a good idea.
Hey, rock and rollers, here's a new song that's climbing up the charts, and that's no lie. And here to sing it for you are the Gripweeds with Lies.
Don't know where.
Well, I'm on a non-computer, and I can't get the chat room open. But if you're in there, and you know me personally, email me, and I'll plug whatever you need there. Okay, also, what do we need going on here? Don't forget, tonight, my show's on at 7 p.m., www.mnn.org, www.mnn.org, Lifestyle Channel. Okay, and I'll plug for Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. She's rebroadcasting some of her finest interviews, so you want to check that out every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. Also, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. It's George, Bettinger, and the gang. So you want to check that out? Go to Tune In right here on Miramar, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. You can also join his Facebook page. Same goes for Betty Jo. Check them both out. Okay, I'm just playing long pieces today. What do we got going on here? All right, this should do it. Here we go.
Boy, I will do anything not to pay union musicians. You know? I just... Hello there, you sweetie. Well, want to be in my show? Well, these are the people who came in late. Now you're going to be picked on. Yeah, no, no, no. I'm sorry. We got a punishment here. We don't say no ladies. You buy 8 drinks now. Let's talk about what we're really here for. Me. Yes, Nancy Lombardo. You're probably wondering what kind of woman I am. I'll share it with you. I'm a new age woman. Yes, every time someone asks my age, I give them a new one. How old would you like me to be? That's how old I am. Oh, you guessed wrong. Too far up. Yes, I am. I'm a mother of two, just so you know, mother of two. You guessed it. One's my husband. I don't know. He's very sweet. You know, I met my husband the old-fashioned way. He followed me home, so I kept him. He's just so cute. I hate to shop, so I didn't return him. You know, I just kept him there, and it's just so... He's sweet. He says, look at that. You know, it's a man thing. But it's great. You know, I got all this testosterone running around my house. I'm not actually a housewife, by the way. I'm a migrant farmer. I am, because this is how I spend my days. Because the farthest distance from two points is a man's underwear and the hamper. It can't get in there. It can be over something, under something, in between something. It can't be in there. Because why? Men are born without the ability to bend over. I can't reach it. It's too far. You're going to have to do it for me, honey. Get it. I can't do that. Unless it's food, of course. Food drops on the floor. 3-second rule.
Still good.
Me growing up Puerto Rican and Italian in New York City, never knowing at any given moment when I'd have to chase myself out of my own neighborhood. I'm a jet. Na 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 na. And when I first time I saw West Side Story, I thought, that's my life. How did they know? Because both sides hated each other. They hated. You get the Puerto Ricans in one room and the Italians in another room. They're in the same room together. It's like they're both smelling bad food. Like that. It's very, very fun. My Italian grandmother was very fun. She was very cheap. She wouldn't turn on the lights until it was Helen Keller dark. Grandma, I got to read my homework. It's Helen Keller dark. And I would say, Grandma, I need light. You need a light. Your brother, he no need a light. Your father, he no need a light. But Miss Big Shot, oh, she need a light. You know what we used for light when I was your age? The sun! Is it me? Did anybody else have that grandmother that used the tea bag 100 times? Is it still good? Papa. Oh, it's going to be a good Mother's Day for you, Michelle. I don't want your stinky old press, and you've given me up about the tea bag. The tea bag. And you would know, because it was like a trick question if you wanted tea. You know? You want a tea? I don't know. Is that one from World War II? I don't know if I want tea that bad. And then, you know, no Italian grandmother would be complete without that large Italian purse that they always carried. Do you know why grandmothers carry those purses, Italian grandmothers?
Why?
For the bread! For the bread! You go to a wedding, you're not even seated. They're like, Grandma, Grandma, put those rolls back. Put those rolls back. Why? They ain't just going to throw them away anyway. Yeah, but let them serve it first. Land of hurricane, sugar cane, and don't complain, don't explain. She was a terrible cook, burnt everything. Now it's called Cajun. She could speak two languages at the same time. Growing up, I had no idea what my mother was saying. She would turn to me and just start screaming, Lisa! Mira! No, 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 I don't have time for this kind of stuff. What I'm saying, so stop! That hurt. What did you just say? And then she had these mom wisdoms that she used to impart to me, these mom wisdoms. Clichés, you might know them as, or glitches, I should call them. Mira, Nancy, listen to these glitches. It's going to save your life. Mira, the cork doesn't fall far from the bottle. You got to take the bees with the honey. Every clown has a silver lining. My head hurts. What did you say? She was crazy that way. She was oblivious to racism. We lived in the... She moved us from the capital of Puerto Rico, New York City, to South Florida because they had an accent. She had an accent. It all worked out. So one day my mother comes home. She goes, Nancy, mira, I was in the store. I'm so excited. I heard there's a Spanish family on our block, but I have been driving around for hours and hours. I can't find them. Mom, we're the Spanish family. She'd give me good advice about finding a husband. She said, Nancy, mira, a man is like a chew. Pick out a good one, break it in, and stay away from the cheap ones. They never last. So I married a Gucci loafer with a cushioned sole. Together we have a man child. His name is Michael. His Cherokee name is Runs with Scissors. I'll never forget the time he asked me with his little honest eyes, Mommy, where do babies come from? And I wanted to be absolutely honest, so I looked into his eyes and I said, well, honey, in your case, they come from Absolute Vodka. I didn't want him to be misinformed like I was when I was little because I had really curly hair and my mom would brush it and I'd go, ow, ow! And she'd go, well, young lady, if you think that hurts, how do you expect to have a baby? And for the longest time until I read that little pink book, Why Jane Can't Go Swimming Today, I thought having your hair brushed had something to do with having a baby. Italian grandmothers. I love the Italian grandmothers. What do 60 Minutes and Italian grandmother have in common? You know, we didn't rehearse, by the way. Just so you know that this is great. This kid is just, Chris, can you play this? Can you play that? Can you play that? You wanna try something else, Chris? That other thing that we didn't rehearse?
Yeah.
All right. You feeling poetic?
Feel poetic.
Okay. Feeling poetic. Let's get a little Kerouac here. You ready? I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now what this meant I'll never know, but I do know if I told anybody I'd be labeled a lunatic and labeled wrongly unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko, loser, you so friendly. Really be good, but not too friendly like the guys in the office, or or your boss is really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking he's old, he's slow. I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Or did I feel foolish not to be confused with that? But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably
today to What's the Buzz New York. And don't forget, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Why don't we go out the song that we came in with? Just like Helen. Thanks for tuning in.
Nancy, yeah, she got it all.
Bye-bye.